You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
A very good morning, Janet. It was all sorts of drama last night. Lightning stopped the game at some point. And given how it ended, perhaps Masanda Wana would have wished maybe the Lightning had stopped the game in its entirety. Sad for them, really. A couple of strange things. Perhaps let's start here with how they approached last night's game. I was quite amazed that they went with playing the long ball game, which is not how the Brazilians play. What do you make of how Rulani Mokoena approached last night's game?
I also was very surprised by what I saw. He changed. It's not the kind of game that Sundowns normally play.
No.
They're playing these crosses from the side that is not their normal their normal tactic. I think he was trying to counter the way the Tunisians played, but the Tunisian played almost the perfect game when you have a lead already of 1-0. So, a 0-0 draw would have been good enough for them. And they knew that all along. And they seemed almost prepared for that change in the Sundowns tactic. It seemed as though they were ready for it, and it wasn't something that came as a surprise to them at all.
Mm.
So yes, I was very surprised by both that and by some of his choices in the 11 that he started with. I know that Sundowns have a very big squad, one of the biggest squads, certainly in the PSL, and it's a very good big squad. But they have played a lot of games, and it's starting to catch up to them. They've got injuries that they've had to deal with, so I think that's been a problem that he's also had to try and sort of work his way around. But I think he made a mistake in his tactics, and I was listening to his press conference after the game, and he's not really admitting that, but he is admitting that Esperance kind of knew what they were doing and knew how they did it and did it perfectly. Because let's face it, the Sundowns had far more opportunities.
Absolutely.
To score. Esperance essentially had one and they took it.
And then they took it. That's all they needed there. I don't know if you heard the coach's comments earlier in the week as well, where he was reflecting on, you know, his tenure so far, that it's two seasons in, and he says, look, the trophy will come. The big prize, which is the CAF Champions League, will come. Give me 4 years to do it. And I thought, what bizarre comments to make ahead of what is a crucial second leg clash, which they could very well have won, but it almost felt as though they were defeated even before showing up last night.
You know, he started last night's press conference also in a similar kind of fashion. I was very surprised that those comments that you're referring to, he went through a whole kind of sort of history of Sundowns in the Champions League about how, you know, and then initially their target was just to get out of the group stages and how difficult that had been this time, and then they faced the quarterfinal and they hoped that they would win that one. It was very defeatist. Let's face it, though. I mean, this season, Rulani Mokoena is not used to facing the media after losing.
Yeah.
So I think it's something. It's something he hasn't really had to deal with, and people are actually seriously questioning his team choices and his tactics. But yes, I agree. He sounded almost defeatist right from the beginning. That. The semi-finals was good enough for now. Maybe next year they'll aim for a final, and the year after that, maybe they'll think about actually winning it.
Yeah.
There were strange comments that he made during
the week. I feel for the guy. I think he's certainly an exciting prospect, really, for South African football broadly, but maybe even beyond. But there is a silver lining, though. They get to compete at perhaps the highest level, right? The club championship. And of course, they made it in there since TP Mazembe lost to Al Ahly. That's the next big one for Sundowns.
Yes, it will be a big one for them, and it'll be something that they want to kind of show that they are actually that they do have the ability to play at that kind of level. They qualify because Al Ahly have qualified already.
Yeah.
So Esperance will take the place as Champions League winners. So Sundowns get in as the next highest ranked team in Africa, essentially. But I think, you know, those tournaments are really difficult because that's, you know, if Champions League is next level above PSL, the club champion, the World Club Championships are another level again.
Yeah.
And Sundowns are going to find it very difficult in that kind of company.
We're out of time, Janet. We'll leave it there this morning. Thank you very much, Janet Whitten, SAFM Sports Anchor, as we reflect on Sundowns' loss in the second leg, in the first and the second leg, which knocks them out of contention to get that what seems elusive, second star for Masandawana.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.